Welcome to Lesson 23 in this Mini Morse Code series. I'm Stan, K7SBF. I'll keep these lessons brief so you can listen and practice multiple times each day if possible. Well, let's get started. We have two characters to introduce today, the number 7 and the letter C. And this is going to be fun because on your contacts on the radio, your QSOs, you will use C always near the beginning of your contact, and you will use the number 7 at the end. And I'll explain in just a second. But let's introduce these characters, and then we'll go from there. Ready? Da-da-did-it-it. Da-da-did-it-it. 7. 7. 7. 7. Your turn. Can you key it back? You can go slower. There on my straight key. Da, da, dit, dit, dit. 7. You'll get to know this number. Trust me on that. And then the letter C. 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 Letter C. Your turn. Can you key it? When you get ready to try and make a contact on the air, you're going to do something called calling CQ. Basically, you're going to transmit on your radio. You're going to check to see if the frequency is clear first. But then you're going to make an announcement to anyone who may be listening on that frequency that you'd like to make a contact or you'd like to talk. And the two letters that you use for that are the letter C and the letter Q. And they're typically run together, and it's called CQ, and it has its own meaning and its own flavor. And after a while, it just becomes like a word, okay, because you hear it all the time. So typically, you'll hear someone calling CQ two or three times, and then they will say DE, this is, and then they will give their call sign to match two or three times, and then they will use the letter K. And then they'll be quiet and see if anyone wants to come back to them and start a conversation using their call sign and the other person's call sign. So typically, you would call QRL. QRL and question mark. And sometimes you can only hear one side of a conversation, so you might be disturbing someone else on that frequency. So you put out that QRL question mark to make sure that the frequency is clear, and then you wait 10, 15 seconds to see. Once you know the frequency is clear, now you're going to call CQ, 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 this is, or DE, and then give your call sign. So for me, it might sound something like this. Thank you. Okay, so calling CQ, CQ, CQ. This is K7SBF, 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 K, meaning over. Anyone out there want to come back and talk with me? So you will get really used to hearing C and Q. You'll have fun with it. Now, I also have the number 7 in my call sign. Now, at the end of your contact, it's customary to send best wishes to the other ham, and that is done with the number 73 or 73. And so that sounds like this. 73. How fun is that? So we're learning CQ today and 73. CQ at the beginning, calling, 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 and then 73, best wishes, have a great day, that kind of thing. So, CQ. CQ. Definitely want to practice that. Key it back for me right now. Again. Good. You can slow it down. CQ. Good. Now let's try 73 at the end. Kind of run them together. Seven and three. Seven and three, or 73. Well, I promised that would be kind of fun. I hope you think so. CQ and 73. We learned number 7 and the letter C today. Well, great job. Later today, when you get a few minutes, listen to this lesson again. When you're getting about 90% of the characters correct, it's time to move on to the next lesson. Well, this is K7SBF saying, and I will next time.